So a very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 16th January 2022, Sunday class. So we will be continuing our sharing from this book. The fourth lesson of the Six Patriarchs Black Palm Sutta, we are at page 70. Then J. Krishnamurti's book was even more difficult to understand, but I was very fortunate because after I had realized those earlier understanding in 1989, I actually didn't need any more teachers to teach me. But there was this one last guy that came to me. How I met my last guy was also very strange. The condition kept on arising, and my nature knew this is someone that I must meet up. There was no such thing as everything happened through chance or by coincidences. If the condition to meet can continuously arise for six continuous moments or occasion, it means this person I must meet. I didn't know who he was, but my nature kept telling me this person I must meet, even though it knows at that time I doesn't need to see anybody anymore. Because the condition to meet just continue to happen six times. Normally after two times, I would have gone to meet up. After I met him, I understood why I had to see him, that he explained and showed to me the gateway to my nature. Immediately after that, technically, I don't need him anymore. I understood what that gateway was. Then he also told me that I should pay attention to this person's teaching, J. Krishnamurti. I didn't even know who J. Krishnamurti was at that time. Then it was indeed very strange, because after that, J. Krishnamurti's book kept coming up to me. That Singapore friend who introduced my last guy to me also liked J. Krishnamurti's teaching because he was heading the Theosophical Society in Singapore. They also had a lot of J. Krishnamurti's quote. So he was the one that sent me those books and quotes of J. Krishnamurti. Then as usual, the moment I saw the quotes, I understood what he said. The word he used was so different, so revolutionary. That's the reason why most people cannot understand his teaching. Most people find it very difficult to understand him. Like he was a tough knight, a tough nut to crack, because the way he speaks and share his understanding was so different. He uses modern terminology and words, and he was against all form of organized religion. He was very critical of almost every organized religious practices. He used this word: wherever there is authority, there is no religious freedom, which means religion must have no authority to condition and put fear into the individual. Then he also talked about wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation and freedom from the known, etc. Then he said, if you were to do all those things that organized religion advise you to do, you are wasting your time. And he was like very contradictory, or what I should say, against the norm. That's why when you Google his teaching to read some of his famous quotes and phrases, you'll be shocked by what he said. But later on, people started to give him recognition. People started to realize that he was very wise, But not all religion can accept him. Just give me a minute.
Hello?
Sorry, my brother called me. It's okay now. Where was I? Oh, okay. You will be shocked by what he said. But later, people started to give him recognition. People started to realize that he was very wise. But not all religion can accept him because he only prays one religion, if I'm not wrong, Sakyamuni's teaching. He said, at least this teaching is not so bad compared to others that ask you to believe. He said, this one asks you to investigate. So this one is not so bad. Investigate into truth. He never asks you to believe. Those that ask you to believe, all of them have authority upon you. And there are many of such teachings around. Later on, as you develop the understanding, you will know whether it's the truth or not, like Hui Ning. If it's the truth, you will understand, and you will stand up to investigation. That's why you don't have to worry whether it is Mahayana or Theravada tradition. If it's the truth, those who had awakened, they will understand. Just like Eckhart Tolle. After he had gone through all the transformation, he can show, you can show him any religious book that has the truth. He will know how to interpret them. And in his book, he said, this very sad truth. He said, most religions actually have the truth. The only problem with those religions was that the original teachings of the founder were already lost. That's why they were so sorry. That's why they were not so potent as before. They cannot have that potency to actually give rise to the condition to awaken living being. He made that statement. He said the truth are still within the teachings. But people cannot understand them now. That's why he said it has lost the potency to awaken living beings. It is written in his book, The Power of Now. It was beautifully described there, and I was full of joy when I read that part because that was what I realized too. Even our Buddhist teaching over the years have really lost its potency, its original meaning. Is no longer there. That's why if what has been taught over the years is still the authentic teachings of Sakyamuni, you should agree with me that there should be a lot more enlightened beings, right? Just like science and technology, when you develop the understanding, the breakthrough, science and technology progress very fast. If the teaching were still what they were during the time of the Buddha, there would have been a lot more enlightened beings, isn't it? Even during the Buddha's time, do you realize or not, everywhere he goes, all of a sudden thousands of monks all awaken. Then almost everywhere you would see first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood and arahants almost everywhere. How come over the years they started to tell people this is written in certain book? We don't want to quote names. Nowadays, even to find a stream entry, a sotapan, is already very difficult. They have reached such a conclusion. Do you know why? Because they themselves also have no more faith. To them, they believe it has deteriorated until such a state. So it has become so bad. Then why do we still continue to follow such teaching? We should inquire deep into it. What has gone wrong? What has changed over the years? Then from there, go back to the original teaching. Then find out who are the wise who still have the ability to explain all this teaching to you and who can help bring about the understanding and the awakening. Then only you cultivate it, otherwise no point. Just like that Klang Talk, the transcript book on emptiness, is coming out soon. Then I asked, printed already, can show me the book? Let me have a look. Is the printer's master for checking, right? Very good. After that, how long would they take to get it printed? After Hari Raya. Oh, very good, very good. Okay, I will check through. Then I will confirm with you by tonight or latest tomorrow morning. Then we can have the book printed. Okay. I used to say, you must have open mind. Do you remember? Why you must have an open mind? You have come to understand that after so many years of cultivation, it has still not brought about any real transformation in you. Then what must you do? Why doesn't you give yourself a chance to listen to something that is new and give it a try? Because you have got nothing to lose. What happens if this is the truth and you have been holding on to your old views tenaciously, thinking that what you have been taught is the truth and you refuse to have an open mind to even give it a try? Then it is you who have everything to lose. If you give it a try, what does it mean? It means the worst case scenario is you lose some time learning it. Because if it is not the truth, you will not stand up to investigation. But if what you have been doing over the years is not leading you anywhere and you still continue with that way, then I ask you a very simple question. What do you think will be the result and the outcome? You will continue to be what you are, right? And you will never change. That's why you must investigate into a teaching that can enable you to understand very clearly and change for the better. Then you can straighten your view and put it to test. Then you can know for your own self whether this is the truth or not. Not until you can inquire in the truth and have this open mind to receive the truth, your own views and opinion will block you. That's why a lot of cultivators of the way have been blocked by their closed view or coming obstruction. Because the conditioning is so strong and their thought keep on telling them this. You mean so many people doing this type of meditation, they also get it wrong? You mean they also don't understand? Then sometimes they even add in this word. You mean monks also don't understand? They have been teaching this type of meditation all this while. It's not a question of monks understand or don't understand. It's about investigating into truth. Why do you want to pose all these questions which come from the thought to block and trap you? Forget about the thought. Forget about what the thought tells you. Because the thought is always trying to keep you away from new things. What is thought? Memory, right? Memory means accumulation of your past. Do you know why you want to hold on to the past so that they feel secure and complacent? Just like your job. Every day you complain that your boss doesn't really take care of you, doesn't really pay you adequately, take advantage of you, etc. You complain so much. But you dare not leave that job. You still cling on to that job. So the thought is the same. Because within the known, you feel comfortable. You feel you are safe. So that the wrong thought is the one that actually holds you back. Then you refuse to venture into new things because you feel so insecure when you get out of something. Get out and go into something new that you haven't heard before. For you always follow the crowd instinct. What is crowd instinct? If nobody does it before, I also don't want to try it out. If you are like that, means you cannot learn truth. My nature is the other way around. If nobody does it, I will go and do it. Also later on, after my nature had realized this, the truth, it also come to know that truth is always the opposite of what human being thinks. Just like the stock market, if you cling on to the herd instinct, you will surely lose your investment or die. But if you dare to go against the herd instinct, the norm, you will make good money. When people panic, you better go in and buy. When everybody at that time is very gung-ho and very confident, you better sell. Because how can everybody make money? There got such thing. When everybody make money, you must panic because there is no such thing as a free lunch. When too many people make money, it means the market is already very euphoric. Because like a very good party with good food, good wine, good music, beautiful ladies, handsome guys, and very nice atmosphere. End of the day, somebody must foot the bill. Those who enjoy the party and get drunk and don't know how to go back will end up footing the bill. But for those who stay near the door after they had enough, they can go. These people escape. So don't become gullible. That's why there is no such thing as a free lunch, except the Buddha's Dhamma or teaching. The Buddha Dhamma is really free and it doesn't ask for anything in return from you. So when you really have an open mind, you will be able to have the condition to reflect, contemplate, inquire, and investigate into the truth shared. Then you have nothing to lose. You must constantly remind yourself, if I don't learn new things, I can never progress. That's why Jay Krishnamurti warned cultivators and living beings. He are asking them the question, who is the most dangerous person in the world? The most dangerous person in this world is the one who say, I know. When you think you already know, you cannot learn anymore. Your cup is full. The Zen analogy also tells you that when your cup is full, nobody can teach you. Jay Krishnamurti say that is the most dangerous person in the world, in this world, because if you are like that, nobody can teach you. The Buddha also said the same thing in a slightly different manner. He said, he who holds on to his view tenaciously as stated in his Salika Sutta, even the Sammasambuddha also cannot save you because you don't have an open mind. You hold on to your view tenaciously means You already think you know. Nobody can teach you anymore. Because before you even listen, you already said you know. So how to share with you? How to help you understand? Because you are so rigid in your views and opinion due to your own conditioning. That's why the art of listening, which is to listen with an open mind, is very important. When you listen with your conditioning, with your views, opinion, and opinion, thinking that you already know, then you are not listening. You are resisting understanding because that knowledge prevents you from opening up, prevents you from listening. That's why when you listen, just listen silently. Don't comment. Don't interfere or intervene. If it's the truth, you will understand. If it's not the truth, you will also understand. Then you will know what to do. Because when you listen without conditioning, it means when you can understand, because your mind has clarity, you can understand. And when you cannot understand, you will not understand. Similarly, if it is the truth or not the truth, it's the same. When you are not ready, you cannot understand. So it is better for you to have an open mind. When you are ready and when you can understand, you will know whether it's the truth or not. If it's the truth, it will stand up to investigation. Then you will understand. This is what will happen. It is from the understanding, for your nature has already transformed. The moment you listen, if it's the truth, you will understand. No matter what words they use, what language they use, what terminology they use, you will understand. That person has realized, but it is not the truth. It will also understand, because truth cannot be that way. It is just like that day at Yun Chan's house, Dana. When they ask the two questions regarding karma, you will understand straight away. The other thing about open mind is that you must not restrict yourself to any one religious label or one aspect of truth or understanding, because truth is unending. Truth is ever evolving. It's all about reality. And realities keep on evolving, different time, different civilization, different condition, different understanding will arise. And it is not rigid. That's why truth is, you cannot commit to memory, for truth is not rigid. Truth is an ever-moving reality. And whatever that is continuously in a state of flux within the moment, need a lot of wisdom to develop the understanding. Yes, there are a lot of conditioning or conditions behind which need to be understood for you to understand those movements. Beside these movements are very, very great movements that involve the entire universe movement, even though it can have some localized conditioning, which are very strong, but it involves a universal movement. That's why you have to be a Sammasambuddha to really understand the intricacy of law of karma, excuse me, which is one of the major spiritual laws of nature that governs life and existence. All this understanding can come about is because there are conditions for their arising. That's why today we managed to share them. We may have to stop now. What's the time now? Or another 8 minutes to go. So it's just nice. Why not I finish off this part and we will end. Just now we were at page 34. Okay, this one is when we were sharing the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta. A great many people had heard the Diamond Sutta, but none of them had become enlightened. Ah, Shen Hua also said that. Now in the West, perhaps someone will hear. One should produce that thought which is nowhere supported, or the mind that has no dwelling, and understanding the principle, become enlightened. That is what I hope. Whether or not it is actually happening is another matter. After becoming enlightened, he did not say, "Ah, I'm enlightened." See, they won't say it because they knew, or they know that the form and mind is never them. He was not like some people today who do not understand even a hair's breadth of the Buddha Dhamma yet claim to be enlightened. So this is Shen Hua's way of putting it. The ancients, even they have become enlightened, did not recklessly say, "I'm enlightened." Even less would people who had not become enlightened claim to have done so. It is necessary to seek certification from a good Dhamma advisor, a person who had already awakened. That is why the sixth patriarch went to Huang Mei to seek the fifth patriarch's seal of certification. But this is Shen Hua's understanding, or his way of putting it, that as far as my nature's understanding is concerned, Hui Ning did not go to the sixth patriarch to seek certification. Yes, the Dhamma is Pachitang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. So you don't need people to certify you. The more likely reason why Hui Ning went to meet the fifth patriarch was because he knew if the fifth patriarch had teach such beautiful teachings such as the Diamond Sutta, it means he must have wisdom which is much higher than Hui Ning at that time. That's why he wanted to meet up with him, and he knew the condition has arisen. There are many things that he need to develop the clear understanding, because since he was born 20 years ago or 20 over years ago, nothing really happened. Then all of a sudden the condition arises. That's why he will know. He will know that the time has come for him to move. At first he was reluctant to go because his mother was still around, and he needs to take care of her. It is his duty to take care of his mother. But the owner of the place and the merchant that recited the sutta knew that he was gifted and he had to go. So they decided to help him out. They promised him to look after his mother, take care of the mother, then give him some needed sustenance to go there. That's how sixth patriarch Hui Ning went to Huang Mei Mountain to meet up with the fifth patriarch. I think we shall stop here at page 34. Always remember, if you need people to certify you or confirm you, chances are you have not realized the true awakening. Because the true awakening is Pachitang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. So no need certification. Straight away you will understand. Okay. We have at least finished three pages, page 31 to 34. So this part is very interesting because a lot of the important teaching of the six patriarchs are in the introduction part. Then we go on. How he met the fifth patriarch and how the fifth patriarch handed over the patriarchship to him. There were a lot of beautiful Dhamma exchanges at that time from the way Hui Ning received them. We are just talking to the fifth patriarch. He had this great awakening. And again, it's the due. I think the word "the" should not be there. And again, it's due to the Diamond Sutta's teaching which we had covered in our earlier Heart Sutta section. Maybe the next lesson, you can bring the Heart Sutta book. We shall go through that same Vipitriya sharing with Winning, because that version was more precise. I changed what Miss Lee sent to me at that time because the version she sent to me was not the correct version. It was another version which when I read, I knew it was the wrong version. That day was very strange. Decided to check up via Google search. And somehow straight away, this authentic version came out. When I read it, I was full of joy because there was the right version. That one, the translation was very accurate. I only need to modify a few of the words. That's why the one in the Heart Sutta book that we use for sharing is very beautiful. That version, when you go through it again, many of you will develop much deeper understanding of the Buddha Dharma by now, because over the last 2 or 3 years of sharing of the Heart Sutra's teaching, the foundation has been set. So this time around, when we go through it again, it will be very different. Even at the recent March meditation retreat at Sampo Temple, Cameron Highland, when I read and shared it, I remember Sister Ingvi, Sister Pamasui, they all benefited a lot from the sharing. This time around, if I were to repeat it for the third time, it will be very different and very penetrative, especially for those new Kayamitas who were not there at that time. They really benefited. Even Sister Alicia, who was very new, also benefited at that time. Then I repeated this Heart Sutta sharing. When I repeated this Heart Sutta sharing at that Cameron Highland retreat. When is our next class? Or next Sunday, which means we can only have 2 hours of sharing, because at 5 p.m. the Korean nun will be coming. So our class will be from 3 to 5, and we will try, because 2 hours should be enough. We try to come, you all try to come a bit earlier so that we can start at 3 p.m. sharp. I will do the puja earlier, maybe at 5 minutes before 3. We will start the puja. Then exactly at 3, we can start. And it will be very interesting because this particular version, which I managed to get from the internet, I only need to modify a few English words which were not so accurate. Then I realized that was what could actually happen, because this nature of mine can feel how it was possible for Hui Ning and the 6th and the 5th patriarch to really develop the understanding that way at that time, and it was so clear and beautiful and so beautiful. The reason being, even with my nature, if I was there, I could also understand and receive such truth. It was so powerful. That's why Hui Ning straight away came to great awakening. The moment the 5th patriarch explained that part, the mundane mind, you must know how to use it and yet not be deceived by it. Oh, fantastic awakening. After that, Hui Ning said, how amazing that the self nature is originally pure. How amazing that the self nature is unborn and undying. How amazing the true or self nature is inherently complete on its own. Perfect and so beautiful. How amazing that the self nature never move nor stay. Who will ever know all this truth? That's why his teaching is directly pointing to the true mind of self nature, That's why his teaching is called the sudden teaching, leading to sudden enlightenment. That's how Hui Ning realized it so profoundly. Actually, my nature also teaches that way. But since most of you are not ready, I cannot direct you all to that nature straight away. And that's the reason why I always say, all your methods and techniques, you can forget about them. You don't need to train your mind that way because that is the mundane mind. But you all have no choice because the five mental hindrances are so powerful. And you all don't know how to get rid of it and be at peace. And peace is like so difficult to come by. If you follow the direct teaching, you don't need to go through all those thought-based training. The moment you understand, the moment you are silent, you are already that thing. That's why you can go into it and you can connect to that self nature very fast. In one instant, you can be awakened if you understand. It can be done and it's not difficult. But because the traditional way is so crude, that's why it is a sea. Everything must take. Always start from A, B, C. Then you learn how to form words after that and how to make sentences. Then you must also learn grammar if it's the English language. If you ask Sister Chui, she will tell you to master the proper English first. Wow, if you take all these steps, all those steps, you tend to waste a lot of time, right? But if you just listen like a child, you can learn very fast. But you must listen to and learn from the qualified English speaking people. Learning via the direct listening is the same. It's the fastest way to learn. That's why the kids don't need to learn via ABC. Just ask them to listen attentively and sing song. They will learn very fast. But he will go and instruct them to write and memorize the words, the alphabet. It will take a long time. So we shall end here because it's already 6 p.m. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so today maybe we still have some time for meditation and other things. Okay, why not I give you 3 minutes of toilet breakfast? So you come back at 3:51. Now it's 3:48. So you have 3 minutes of toilet break. Then after that, you have 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Then only we have our sharing. Okay? Okay, we are off the light so that you can have your 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Just relax body and mind completely. Silence your mind. Don't do anything. And maintain awareness. Relaxation is key. Both your body and mind completely relax and be at ease. Completely free the mind. Just relax. Feel good, feel peaceful, at ease. Then let things be. And silence everything. Without thought, you're already aware. So to maintain awareness is to keep to yourself, not to think. But initially, because of your conditioning, your mental hindrance, your inability to live an orderly life in the midst of life, for most people without the daily mindfulness, they are heedless most of the time. So mental hindrances are there. They will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Because of that, they don't have the ability to silence to be at peace. So initially, when you relax and maintain awareness, you silence everything, the thought may continue to arise. But never mind, let it be. Do not resist, do not fight. Do not try to suppress it or control it or force it into a focal point, an absorption or concentration. Don't go and do all those things. Don't even go and mold or focus. If you do that, it will lead to thought-based meditation, leading to verbalization, one-pointedness, and others. The so-called thought-based meditation, which will not lead you anywhere. It may lead to more conditioning. But what you should do is let it be. When thought arises, let it arise. The awareness is aware. Finish. Aware. Finish. Whatever arises, aware. Finish. Then the mind will start to slow down. Slow down. Because whatever that early on arises, when you don't feed it with any more thought energy, it will start to slow down. Then it will start to dissipate. Then your mind will return to its original state, which is before the thinking, before the arising of sankhara activity or the thought process. So when it returns to its original state, which is the true mind, the silent mind, the tranquility and stillness of mind, then you will realize that nature within, which is just aware, finish. Then stabilize it, stabilize it. Use it to meditate. When you stabilize it, it can observe many things, it can understand many things, it can realize many things, it can even insight into phenomena and awaken. That's why that silent mind, the true mind, is capable of understanding. Not the thought. The thought being egoic will create a lot of things. Duality, mundane, globalization, thought process. Your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either you are actively creating thought or preoccupied in the thinking process, leading to heedlessness, or you are completely silent and aware without thought. Without thought, that nature can develop the meditative mind to be aware. Then it knows what is going on. Then it understands clearly what the form of mind is. You understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. And this is what vipassana meditation is all about. To silently observe, to understand how the mundane mind conditions you into negativity, how you are stuck with the emotion, the duality, the wrong view that condition all these errors, that condition your suffering, your affliction. So through all these observations, you develop understanding, then you strengthen your view to reverse all this. That's how wisdom comes in and take over. This wisdom is, the Buddha called it Yoniso Manasika, wisdom at the moment of sense experience. When you develop this wisdom, you can apply it. Then you will know how to retrospectively reverse all this. So that in future, whatever you perceive through your senses, your mind will not stir, will not react and create the negativity of mind state like before through wrong view, wrong thought. So all this is part of meditation. You can now slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. And try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind states that you need to use to live your daily life, to develop the heedfulness in the midst of life, accumulating to daily mindfulness stability of it. Okay, so now we will open up for second session, which is meditation reporting.
Yeah, good afternoon to all Brother Mr. Steele and all Kayalamitan. I think for me is actually about one of the Friday recently. Actually, in the companies in December, we have few batches of a separation scheme. So in December, December last year, I know because we are in the group, we already closed down two companies. So now left is only two, our company,
Yes.
December, I came to know that there's another round of separations.
Voluntary separation scheme.
But for us, it's mutual separation. So for
mutual separation.
So for those who are selected, they already HR already informed them. Then in January, January 3rd, I think they got the letter. So for me, it's on the 6th. Somebody is asking me, Miss Chu, do you get the, are you in the scheme? I said, no, nothing, you see.
Good news.
But to my surprise, these people, before they get the letter, the HR already told them to tell them verbally. They know on December, they get the letter on the 3rd January. But for And just suddenly on the 6th, near to office hour end, I got a letter from HR. So it's on Friday. I think because I've been working for the company for 29 years.
Wow, there is a lot of MSS, Mutual Separation Scheme. They will pay you a lot.
No, Brother Teo, the labor law is maximum 24 only.
24 months?
24 years of your service.
Oh, 24 years. Good enough.
So I think for this case, because you see, I still have a 3.5 years to work up to 60 years old.
Worth it.
But then I told myself I don't want to work until 60. So my plan is probably next year mid. I was thinking next year mid should be something like this. But you see, Brother Teo, but you see, these type of things are decisions. If you really bosu, you go and give a letter. Sometimes it's a bit.
True. Yes, very true. Wow, blessing in disguise, Sadhu.
So if next year meet, I go and give a letter on next year after Chinese New Year. Oh, sorry, I was thinking Chinese New Year after Chinese New Year, I'll give a letter. I will leave because 3 month notice, I will leave by mid lah.
Yeah. Then you get nothing at all.
This is planning in my mind. I didn't tell anybody, but to that point, if you really want to make a decision, you still need some courage to do that.
Yes, Sadhu to you. Yours is even better.
Now they give me of course, Brother Teo, actually I bo song one, you know, initially.
Oh sure lah, initially sure bo song. It's a blessing in disguise for you.
They never informed me earlier, and towards the end of the day, they just leave me a letter I got a feeling I'm a bit weird, you know. I'm not the batch, an ordinary case.
Correct. Yours is a special case.
Because Brother Teo, my finance, they are two that got, they already got the letter already.
Okay.
Head of department already told them 6 months ago.
Okay.
How come not telling me 6 months ago, then other department also December, HR also talked to them in December. I was nothing, and suddenly, you know, HR came to me. So yeah. Okay, bosong bosong, I come back. I just find it's a shocking also. It's shock also.
Definitely, because I worked for 29 years, never before received love letter like that.
So what? There's one colleague. I sometimes talk to her. I say, people assume that I will retire on 60. I just because I was not happy in the working environment.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get very upset. I will talk to this colleague and I say, my boss and my boss all are almost, I'm the youngest between them. So my immediate boss is going to leave in this December, you know.
Yeah.
So thankfully December she left. My boss punya boss lagi susah. I was thinking.
Yeah, you don't want to continue. Huh? So this is amazing. Yeah.
She left and December, after Chinese New Year next year, not this one. So I got the letter. So bosong is bosong, but I know it's a big ang pao.
Yeah, it's a big ang pao. It's a blessing in great disguise.
Yeah, brother, if I leave after next time Chinese New Year, it's actually zero money, right?
Zero. Yeah, you get nothing. That's why I say it's a blessing in disguise.
So there are somebody. This lady asked me. So I don't tell lie. I say okay. I got the offer. Company asking me, Michu, do you want to apply? So yeah. I say I got the letter, but she can feel that I don't want to talk further on it.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me, but people just ask me, you get the offer. So I, because they give me only 2 days or 3 days to consider, Tuesday
yeah,
and Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Tuesday, so I asked them to delay. They delay until Thursday, I think, of Wednesday. So I waited, I already decided. So I bosong also, but it's not disturbing my sleep.
Yeah. Fine, except this is where to find.
They asked me to reply by 12 noon, so I put my alarm at 11 something. I'm going to go to HR to hand over. I want to
go
Then before till half an hour before my alarm ring, my HO finance head, CFO called me, So basically, she called me and say, okay, it's my turn to tell me. I was thinking, I already got the letter from HR.
Yeah.
6 months ago, you never tell me. I didn't say this. But basically, she told me, when a company is giving you this, you have to accept.
Yeah.
Not necessary, but HR told me if I can just silent, if I don't want, I just keep quiet. No need to reply me. Just let the time lapse.
Yeah, but stupid. Yeah, if you have such condition, because that compensation is going to last you until the age of 60.
No, brother, the compensation is only 15 months.
Oh, is it? Less than 1 month a year.
1 year, they give you the factor is 0.75.
Oh, no wonder. 24 months times percent. Oh, good enough. Yeah. Yes, you buta gaji for the next
15 months.
Yes, that is good money. Yeah.
So the HR talked to me and HR said, if I stay back, they are going to load me with work.
Yeah, definitely. Obvious.
You say you have to take responsibility. The thing is, the company is asking me to do clerical work. So I think I don't say much. Then 2 points she tell me. If I stay back, I have to take more responsibility and no additional people for me. I already loaded already now. Say if company give you, you have to take last.
Yeah. So effective when? Effective when?
I asked her the question, when are you going to run this? She said after May she will only exercise this. So
wow, like that, very good.
After May, I mean June, you do this, and I still can work 3 months for my working notice, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
That means it's August lah.
Yeah. Very, very good. After so that.
Whether she talked to me or not talking to me, I will also take the letter straight away. I'll walk to HR and hand the letter to them and that's it.
Yes, I do. Very good. Because you calculate with the EPA, everything is a lot of money. It's a big
Brother, actually this is no EPF, you know. It's basic.
No EPF.
No
EPF.
That's why no EPF, so it's actually 18 months. So I load in the EPF, my calculation become 15 months. Company compensate me, right?
You calculate like that, no wonder.
Otherwise, it's 18 months,
Yeah, it should be 18 months. No, No, nobody calculate like that one.
No EPF, 18 months, so I put it into got EPF, so it becomes 15 months.
Yeah, so I do. Good. That's very good, yeah.
And then I my also, because brought you, my health also not good because I go and do the medical checkup. Actually, I don't feel like doing the medical checkup one because company allowed me to do yearly.
Yeah, correct.
But my last time I do already 5 years ago already.
Oh, okay.
One of my colleagues was asking me, hey, Michelle, you want to do or not? Because we have a package with the hospital. So I went and do. Last year budget.
Yeah.
And the result come out, my stress test, I got a blockage, you know.
Never mind, no. That one is very easy to clear nowadays. The angioplasty technology is pretty good. You can go on medication first.
I have to go for specialist further consultation because I only did it on last Saturday.
Oh, very good. You are still having a few months to go. You better claim your insurance and whatever benefit.
Yeah. So the thing is like, yes, I don't know. I think they make a decision for me to leave rather than next time when come to the time I have to tender my letter on my own. You do for me, you decide for me, okay lah.
Yeah, la, you will get nothing at that time, worse still.
So it becomes that brother, if I left in August, it becomes I work it until 60 days. My brother will do the calculation and tell me.
Yeah, it's a blessing in this guy until you leave work at 60. Yeah.
I got 40%, brother, but my pay cut to 40%, but no need to work.
You don't have to worry about that. You mean pensionable?
Huh?
You mean your company is pensionable?
No, we have no graduation. No, even you work to full retirement, there's no additional money to you.
Oh, then how did you say 40%?
40% meaning to say, brother, if I work until 60 years, let's say.
You are paid only 40%.
Every month I don't need to work, but I got 40%.
Yeah, which is already very good. Yeah.
Up to 60 years old, I no need to work for 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, that time come to 3 years. I no need to work for 3 years, but I got salary of 40%.
Yeah, good enough.
I can cover my part of my expenses, law.
Yeah, good enough. Then this year EPF is going to pay you more.
EPF, bo liao lo, meaning EPF don't have, or exclude EPF.
But the last few years after you bought your house, you still have EPF, right?
I still have some EPF.
Yeah.
But anyway, brother, if talking about I'm going to leave in mid-year next year,
yeah.
This is the scenario. Slightly leave early about 1 year and got paid.
Yes, true.
I don't need to work.
Yeah, so you should be counting your good blessing. Rejoice.
Sadhu, but I work very fast in the company and I think my stress level also very low. I'm not happy there.
And this is a blessing in disguise because you can, people wait for visa SS cannot get. A lot of people wanted that, cannot get.
A lot of people waiting cannot get.
Yeah. Because I know of many at 60, they ask to leave. They just have to leave.
Yes. My company is also 60, you have to leave.
Yeah, no compensation, nothing. Yeah.
Yes.
One of them is recently my sister-in-law, my wife's side. She at 60 asked to leave.
Yes, ours is like that. The one considered full-term retirement.
Correct. Then, of course, they give you one long service award. I think a small gift.
My company, nothing, brother Teo.
Nothing. I think they give a watch or one. I also don't know. Something like that. A small token.
And brother Teo, my company also is not a healthy company. I don't know how long they last.
I understand. That GLC.
Because brother, many years ago, the management don't know what they can do to help the company. They use high salary to go and take people from competitor.
Yeah.
But these people come, some can work, some is parasite also.
Correct.
High salary parasite. But those people who can work, they also cannot work long in the company because the company structures, everything, they cannot suit, and eventually
Very restrictive,
This company, I look at it from 11 plant, 11 factory, now we left with 3.
Yeah.
So they want to expand, but I think it's a matter of time. And Malay, they a matter of time, I don't know. So
Not easy. Because they have their culture, their problem. That is typical of any GLC.
Brother, when this thing happened in the office, I was aware that I'm bosong, you know, but I can't think, this sentence come to me. Thing already happened like this already.
Yeah, so, you have to accept.
Apa lagi, already come to this, just accept. And the facts also I know, actually to me is an advantage.
Yeah, it's beneficial to you, blessing in disguise. Yeah, true.
So you know, and the thing is like, hey, people do decision for you,
Yeah.
You have to tender your own resignation with no money. People decide for you.
And give you a big ang bao,
Okay. People decide for you. Come to this, okay? I decided to accept it. Accept the offer. Apply I apply. So management have to view all this, and then management have to get the approval internally, then they will write to us. It's not confirmed, so actually just let it be, because it still might have changes lah.
No problem. Good enough.
I only know thing happened like that already, okay lah.
Because at least you know how to apply the Dhamma. But this is the reality. They have made the decision. So based on that reality, you have to face it, come to terms with it, then accept the reality of the moment, then reflect, contemplate, and ask yourself, how can you move on? How can you resolve this amicably? Then this one turned out to be blessing in disguise. So it's an easy decision.
I always think my boss will left because she full term 60 years old December. So I always think that she left. After a few months, I also put in my letter.
You will follow. Yes.
I think, you can plan, you know, but the God will dispense. I will leave before her.
Correct. Nature has its own way of manifesting, unfolding. So it's a blessing. Very good.
I was thinking, okay, thing happened like that, okay, I'll just accept it lah. The Saturday and Sunday I do think about it a little, but it never affect my sleep, it never affect anything.
That's good, means you have the Dhamma.
I recall, Brother Teo, actually 6 years ago when I changed my car, when I go and place order of my new car, my old car, I am driving for 15 years, so my auntie is making noise that my car 20 years, I drive 20 years, so my auntie keep on making noise, you know, that your car is so car. If it broke down in the middle of the road, you a lady, how, you know? So when I place the order, that 1-2 days, I a bit sayang, you know, in my heart, I can feel I'm not willing to part with my car, my old car, even I have been taking care from baby until 20 years old. I can feel I sayang, you know, I'm better.
You got sentiment.
When I place order of new car, the 1-2 days, I got this feeling I really am better, but I still have to drive my car for many months waiting for the new car to actually come out.
Yes.
So during this period of time, I forgot about this car. I keep on driving and driving. And when I want to hand over, change the new car to old car, I already don't have this feeling of sayang.
Wow, good. Sadhu.
Only when I place order.
That's why when you have the understanding, slowly, this attachment or craving or clinging, they will actually release by itself. Because you have made the decision. What is there to sayang? A lot of people hold on to the memory of what they have with that car or relationship they have with that particular thing. Then the mind develops attachment. So for you, it's good. You can realize that it's good. Sadhu.
So this time, Brother Teo, I bosong initially, but I hope when that thing happens, when I actually leave, I hope it was still okay, you know.
Yeah, and it's already okay. Well, now you already have a lot of job. It's a blessing in disguise already. So it's a good decision, like you say. They decide for you. You don't need to decide, and yet they compensate you. This is really durian runtuh. The Malay has a problem. The durian drop from the tree. Durian runtuh.
So I cannot let them know that actually I want to leave early also.
Yeah, of course. If they know that, they say, you better wait. Wait for another 6 months. He just put in the letter voluntarily. Then they benefit. No need to pay you anything.
Yeah. And Brother Teo, even now even I go anywhere, I leave my home for 2-3 weeks. I can know, Brother Teo, I'm worried about the house, this house.
Because of attachment.
Yes. And I know, I only cross him of this house when I'm not around. The house, I go to outstation or whatever. And Brother Teo, from this resignation letter or whatever, I think slowly and some other event, I come to know, we really have to get ourselves prepared. Otherwise, when we want to leave
very good.
To leave the body, my physical body?
Yes, small thing also you cannot come to terms with that understanding. Then when it's time for you to separate from your physical, it's not easy, it's even more difficult to do. Very good. Slowly you develop all this related life experience and able to integrate it with the understanding that you get from the teaching. That's how it will prepare you to go through the later part of your life, which is retirement, aging, and many other things. Then you can do what you want to do in life. And then in the meantime, if you want to do some freelance or what, you can, no problem.
And Brother Teo, I can also feel that I know last time there's one psychology doctor told me when people get older, actually their stress level is higher.
Yeah, especially if you're working.
Brother Teo, especially people like us single and you are sick. You know, all these things, I can also slowly, this 1-2 years, I can feel it's not easy, you know, when you get old, if you sick, you know.
Yes. That is related to aging. Very true. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, this is the reality of life.
Yes, that's why you must have Dhamma friends. You must have people whom you genuinely have relationship with. Then you can actually plan your life and get them to actually assist you, or you assist them in time of need. So when you have this type of parameters, then life actually become different, manageable. You have people whom you already have relationship with that shares a common understanding of the Dhamma. So they are very helpful. Most of the parameters are very helpful.
I think Radio the Yokos can also highlight the Dharma to us.
Definitely. Yes. In fact, most of our Kayamitas, they are not young anymore. Even the younger generation one is also approaching 40 and going beyond. So the really young one, 20 something, only very few left. And most of them are 50 something, like you, coming to 60. And there are quite a number of 60 something coming to 70. And there are some 70 plus coming to 80, then there are a handful, 80 plus already.
Can also see, brother, the body decaying.
Yeah, it's different already as you age.
From young until now, I always change my baju, everything in the toilet, and my balancing act used to be very good.
Yeah, now different, huh?
Yeah, one leg wearing my long trousers, everything, I used to be very good.
Yes.
I can sense this 1-2 years, the balancing act also deteriorated.
Yeah, not so stable already.
I used to be very stable.
Yes.
All this you can see eyesight also can see the decaying.
Correct, correct.
So this
physically,
is
the senses.
All this is good also because it trains us to accept
the reality. Yeah, these are realities.
Yes, yes. You like it or not, the body is decaying.
Yeah, that's why the Buddha say every day we must reflect, contemplate. This body of ours is of the nature to get old, get sick, and finally depart and die. For he has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. So the reality, when it comes, you have the Dhamma, you have reflected, contemplated, then you can come to terms with it and be at peace and do what you have to do. That's why you will know what to do. You will know how to move.
I think the decaying slowly also is accept, for us to accept, you know, that the body is actually temporarily for us to loan and use it.
Correct. While you are here, it's a vehicle and a tool for us to come to this existential world, to live life, to go through life, to do our duty, and to experience all these realities of life and activity. That is what the First Noble Truth Reality teachings are all about. Then you develop the understanding to cultivate according to the law of karma, do your duty. Then do what you need to do without negativity, without delusion. Then you take care of karma. Karma will take care of your life. Then your life will be like much more manageable. Then a lot of things will go your way. That's why they say the blessing in disguise. So it's not easy to have the good life. Like the recent happening for you, you are not affected by the flood and all those things. So these are blessings. A lot of people are affected. Then the pandemic also, we all consider very lucky. So we take care of our life, then our karma is quite good. So most of us may able to go through all this so-called pandemic, so-called nature's disaster happening and all this thing. Then you have the wonderful opportunity to come to know the Dhamma, the real true Dhamma. And this is really a blessing. That's why this sasana, to be born as a human being and to come into contact with the true Dhamma, is really very, very rare. Then you can aspire and determine, then take the Bodhisattva vow and manage your life properly. Then you will become beautiful in future, should you have to come or choose to come. So all these are wonderful and understanding, and very beautiful understanding. So what do you intend to do after you have the mutual separation of
I have no plan yet, bro. I think I want to rest, lor.
Yeah, that should be one of the first things that you can reflect on and contemplate and plan your retirement life well. Rest. Then live life. Do what you want to do.
But you see, I'm very sad because just now you say the Dhamma, understanding all this. Just imagine if I had never come to this Dhamma, I will be like ordinary people, like my sibling. Just look at life like, you know, or you die already, you know. You know. So because of this Dhamma exposure that I have, at least I can know there's another way of looking at looking at the karma thing. You know, of course, generally, you know, 做好心有好报, but
you don't know
until so depth that in the exposure to this Kalamita for the past 9 years.
Yeah.
So the body is alone for us to use.
Yes.
Like brother always say this, very important, be the blessing of others. Of course.
Yeah. Yes. blessing to all of humanity.
Yes. So
when we do our duty, we don't commit negativity. That's why we are a blessing. then whatever we do are wholesome action, meritorious action. That's why you are a blessing to the world, to everybody who come into relationship and contact with you. That's why Dhamma make you beautiful.
Yeah, another totally different way of looking at human being, looking at the world, looking yes. at everything, and the best thing is looking at your karma. So jaga yeah. jaga now.
Sadhu.
Because otherwise it's totally you only look at this life, you know, you might know you hui tou shen zai zuo ren. It's totally different. I think I'm very glad, you know, and based on my past, like my family brought me out is without Buddhism. And initially in my 20s, that time when I studied, I also have that thought of I somehow look at Buddhism is I don't know why I use that type of eyesight or looking that type of opinion. Without exposing to Buddhism, I already said, Papa, these people, you know.
Yeah.
Today, I'm inside here. totally, never think of,
Yeah, now you start to understand. Before you have the Dhamma, your thoughts are crazy thoughts. Typical deluded sentient beings way of thinking. That's why there is no love, no understanding, no compassion, no gratitude, nothing. And life to this type of people who are healers is just the self, selfishly thinking, why people are there? How come they are like that? Yeah. And the thought keep on proliferating, creating, commenting, having this type of heedless thinking, dialogue, then go through life with a lot of ignorance, delusion. That's like gong. Then have to go through all the karmic thing. For your case, you're very lucky. When you meet the Dhamma 9 years ago, like you say, you start to slowly learn the understanding to ask for forgiveness and clear a lot of your karmic obstruction. Your actually past life karmic obstruction very severe, but this life you had a condition to clear and you have become so beautiful. So last few years, your nature, everything has actually become so different. The understanding changed you. That's why you all help each other. PG also benefited from your condition to help her. And now she is creating condition to help you too. And likewise, for Jin Hao, you all are related with Jin Hao and quite close. So that calamity shape actually help you.
Brother Teo, you see, in this world, doctors, they look at our body, they have their way of looking at our body.
Correct, yes.
But I look at Buddha, he's teaching, he's looking at our body also.
Yeah.
Different way.
Yeah, correct, definitely.
Mind. He's also looking from an exposure. If you have never touched Buddhism into the depth of all this body, everything, you don't know that Buddhism looking at life in our mind in this way. Because outside, if a lay person, you just go for those like Brickfield, the talk on last time, the Friday, every night, those.
Yeah, Friday talk, yes.
More shallow.
Very shallow, yes. They don't understand all this one.
They only tell you like to whole seam, you know.
Correct, true.
But brother, you are exposing us to the Buddha through teaching that he's looking at the mind.
Yes.
Body, also this body, but different from biology of doctor.
Yes, very different.
Type of our body.
That one and is self-knowledge, how we function as a human being, how our senses work, how our mundane mind trigger off and create all this emotion. Then what is memory, what is fear, what is condition? All this you never learn from school.
Brother, the 12 yin yan also.
The 12 yin yan fama, dependent origination, yeah.
But very difficult to learn about you.
Oh, definitely. You don't have a true teacher who understand. How can you learn all these things and relate to life? You cannot. That's why I started to you, Pauline. You can.
So many doctors in the world. How many people can understand the mind like the Buddha teaching?
Yeah, cannot. Even psychiatrists or psychologists, they can't.
People like Asia, like Tom, they all like Poching, Poi Pichi, they all understand. They experience.
Yes.
How many people like them in this world, like Brother Chi?
Sadhu. Oh, very good.
Compared to the doctors, doctors, you know the biology of our body.
Yeah.
You people are different type of doctors.
Correct. Yeah, mental one. Cure your mental. Develop understanding of the mind. From the understanding of mind, you understand your life, you understand yourself. Then with the self-knowledge, you did not entangle yourself. That's how the teaching becomes so miraculously amazing, wonderful, and beautiful. It is something that humanity needs to be free from suffering, free from all the mental entanglement, to actually liberate from delusion.
Yeah, then, it's totally different perspective that if someone not exposure wouldn't know, cannot imagine.
Totally different. That's why the Buddha called those people deluded, heedless. And the healers are as if they don't know what is going on.
But people want to learn usim eye open bo yong ear, brother.
Easy, yes, not easy. We cannot encounter. You think easy to encounter the true teaching, the true Dhamma, the true
encounter already also cannot.
Yeah. That's why it's not so easy. Now you reflect back. All those that we share is so different from the normal Buddhist teaching that people teach. Like you say, those who went to Bhikkhu temple in and out, how much do they learn? A lot of theory, a lot of knowledge, but not applicable. Cannot change their life in the true sense of the Buddha's teaching, the Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma that the Buddha has taught. The intended intent of that teaching is no longer available and very rare. So very beautiful. Sadhu to you, Pauline. So that sharing was good. Before maybe I let you continue, I had this to share too, because I heard recently from Sui, they got one friend also around maybe younger than Sui, about 30 or 31. The early 30s, he also recently he get a VSS on the company. It was quite a new company, I think. But not bad, their compensation is quite good. So he got a small ang pao too, but to him is relatively good already. Then he said he is not sad. When he received the letter, yeah, maybe they are in this IT line and was easier to get job or what. He is not scared. He just accept the reality, took it. Then later on, somehow because they had this within their own chat group, social media, they have friends who are very close. That's why you must have genuine good friends. Then suddenly one of them responded, "Hey, just nice. We are hiring." His friend just joined a new company. It's actually another listed company. Then he said, "You want to apply or not?" Then he encouraged him to apply. Then he applied. Then surprisingly, he got a job. And that is not all. No. The amazing thing is, he put in for 50% pay rise. And because they need such skill set. So they offer him and call him out, say, "We have to negotiate the pay, the HR." So they negotiate from 50% down to 30%, but he's happier now. So like your case, it's a blessing, is this guy. He got his VSS with the notice, everything. He's supposed to be paid until, I think, with the compensation, quite good. then put in all his leave. His last day is supposed to be end of February. Then, or something like that. Then this new job, after they agree to the pay, they say, when can you start work? And they actually want him to start immediately. He said, no, I want to rest. So he managed to get about, I think, 2 weeks rest. So he's supposed to report for work on the Valentine day, one day after Valentine, I think 15th of February. So during this time, he get double pay and he got the VS as compensation. That's why it was a durian runtuh for him, blessing this guy. So sometimes a lot of things, you have the good karma, your perception of things, you don't like become miserable or afflicted by what happened. It can turn out to be a blessing in this time. That's why there are many such incidences. In fact, I realize a lot of those who are in the correct field, the IT, AI, ICT, all the digital technology one, or what we call the internet technology, the new skill sets type of people. Now it seems they are in great demand and they can get job easily. Because now with the social media, a lot of these are through the social media, they get to know. Then they just pass the word around. Even Srian, the vacancy, and that one, the what they call WhatsApp group, they have a lot of job, but that one, the pay are not that high. No. But this one, outside one, you know people, they in need of people with that skill set. You can really apply. But don't worry. I just want to share this so that you know when people receive all this DSS, it's not like the olden day. The olden day, people very scared of receiving this type of love letter. Yes, I remember during the 1986 recession, 86-87. First thing they ask you is your pay cut. You kena any pay cut, experience any pay cut. Do you still have your job? In the past, when we meet, we say, Japa away. We ask you whether you have taken your lunch or dinner or not. Have you taken your food? Now, during the time, recession time is different. Do you still have a job? Do you cannot pay cut and all this thing? So these are the things that people worry because the old school, my generation, their job is very important to them because that is the only means for them to actually pay for their monthly expenses, their commitment, car loan, housing loan, or whatever loan. Now they have education loan and all those things. But nowadays, the new generation is different. They are not like our time. But when you have good karma, it's really a blessing because throughout my career, I have never experienced any retrenchment or pay cut. In fact, during recession time, during those what they call period of difficulties, I realized I get promoted instead. And I have good advancement in my career field and all things. Somehow, that's why I have this understanding, you take care of karma. Karma take care of your life. And I have been through life 60 or to 70 years. I have witnessed a lot of things in life. And I have gone through many cycles of boom and bust, stock market, currency crisis, financial crisis, earthquake, pandemic, flood, all sorts of things. But good karma, good blessing, so far so good, none of this affected me. And sometimes I look back, it's a miracle not to be affected and yet to do so well during this time. So it's not easy. That's why I still advise people, you don't worry about life. The only thing you need to take care of is karma, like the Buddha said. the only advice he gave to humanity is to avoid all evil, do good, purify your mind. And this is the advice of all Sama Sambuddha. And what is this advice? To take care of karma, not to be heedless, to be heedful, to live your life in accordance with the Dhamma way. And everything will be taken care of. That's why this teaching is so wonderful, so beautiful. So this is to add on to what you have shared, huh? So sadhu to you, Palen. You can continue with your sharing. Yeah.
I think, Bro Tio, so whatever happened in our life,
yes.
the level from bottom of our heart that
yes.
we accept this thing, if we can accept 80%, then your suffering is left 20%.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can only accept for 40%, then in this
oh, there's a lot of suffering. you should be able to accept 100% actually. But these are the reality. It's not for you to decide. The reality already happened. So this is something you have come to terms with. If you don't agree, means you want things your way, you will suffer. You will become afflicted, miserable. So see this clearly, understand this clearly.
And brother, for the Sui friends, actually for these people when they are young, they should change company. If the current company they are working,
big change jump. That's what I advise them.
Self promotion, brother, theory is self promotion.
Yeah, like self promotion. But really, big pay jump. My niece, they all also did the same. They all got my nephew, my niece. Oh. They change your big promotion, big jump. Because when your skill set is needed and you know you are good and you have good personality, you will be absorbed in. People will like you. Because these people looking for people with the right skill set and good attitude, then they can rely on you and they are willing to pay you because their business need such people. They don't want people who ask for good pay but attitude wise no good, cannot work with others, then keep on disappearing from the job. Every time also cannot find them, then things are not delivered. This type of people they cannot hire. That's why you must have good skill set, experience, then good communication skill, then have this right attitude towards job, career, and be a person who has the Dhamma and responsible. And you become very beautiful and people will hire you because nowadays to find good, genuine people with such skill sets and attitude is very difficult to actually come by. And they would rather pay you more to actually work with them because it's not easy to find good people.
Yeah, true, brother.
Yeah.
I think my sharing today is supposed to be like this, lah.
Okay, sadhu to you. Let us rejoice, huh? Sadhu.
Brother Tio.
Sadhu. Yes.
Good afternoon, brother Tio. Mrs. Tio, see you, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm really very happy to hear about Pauline's what happened to Pauline. For her to get such a good
package,
good thing
happening
to her. Yeah. Really happy to.
And when
she described about her, I also think about what happened to me. I mean, I didn't get VSS. I'm just
your son is permanent, isn't it?
Permanent.
Yeah, yours come with pension, all those things, so nothing to worry.
Mine no pension, also EPF.
No pension.
The older generation, pension.
Oh, yours is you opt for EPF, fully EPF.
But I didn't opt. I mean, there wasn't any choice for the for my batch.
For your batch, all on EPF.
Actually, those younger generation over the years when they join the bank, they get less and less benefits compared to the older ones.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah.
Even like me, when I join, I also get less lah. Like, I mean, before that, they get
tension.
Their annual leave, the days they have is longer than me. But then I still have it good compared to the younger one. The younger one, when they retire, they won't get any medical benefit also.
Oh, you all have,
huh? I still have it, lucky.
Oh, Sadhu, that is a big advantage, yeah. Because if you are not a pensioner and yet they give you medical benefit, that is a good blessing, yeah. That one can save you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, healthcare. Their healthcare after retirement may not be cheap unless you go to government hospital, which you don't have much choice. So government hospital, of course, they also nowadays has improved a lot. So if you are a pensioner, actually you hardly need to pay anything. Everything is by the government. But even those who are not on pension, I was told, you register with this government hospital. No, government hospital are not bad, not so bad. Like the new Selayang Hospital, even the all the other government hospital, they are quite good. Then if you are above 60, they actually assume more or less you are like a pensioner. So maybe during the first visit, they will charge you. After that, I think the charges are like a pensioner, nominal. But private hospital, of course, you don't have such option. So good, Sadhu.
Yeah.
But your perks are very good. I was told Bank Negara normally the perks.
My bank still okay, but the later okay. Even their annual medical fee, there is a limit of it, the amount that they can spend.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then last time they give us option when we want to retire lah. So at one point, I choose until 60. But few years back, I remember I did share with brother Teo, I worked so very unhappy lah because Then I think 1 year later, the governor give us option, you know, for those who already choose, you get the last chance to choose again. So I revert back to 55.
I
didn't want to go until 60. But now, I mean, now I can handle that, not like last time.
Now it's so different. You have the understanding, you can handle the work issue. No more problem. Like the dumber. Very good.
But maybe the environment also changed lah. Not like last time. They string the manpower and then, you know, put all the work to us lah. Then that was the part when I really struggled lah. But then very funny now that I think back even though I struggle, that period of time also, I learned a lot of things.
Definitely. All things become very good experience. You are exposed to it, as at that time, you don't know how to apply the Dhamma. But now you know how to apply the Dhamma. Then looking back, is actually beautiful understanding where you can learn. You can see that face like Polian saw before people have the Dhamma, they are heedless, deluded, do all those funny things, then get themselves more and more entangled, more frustrated, more unhappy. But once you have the Dhamma, everything turn around and you look at things differently. You approach life differently. Then your career all become like suddenly take a turn, smooth out. Then you know how to handle, you can manage like you mentioned just now. So no more issue. And you have more happiness and joy while doing all those work.
But when I look back, also there were like certain instances. When I think back, it surprised me also, like how I could be able to react that way. Because that time was really terrible, I remember.
Yeah.
There was one instant, because I was really loaded doing work, and then there was this other manager who keep asking me for a meeting, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then I generally couldn't accommodate him. Not that I purposely want to.
Yeah.
But he thought I was doing that.
Purposely.
So one day he got so mad, he called me on the phone and started shouting at me, you know. He said, hey, you cannot keep on doing that, you know. I want to meet you, but you never want to meet me. Wow, he's so proud. And now I think back, you know how I react? I now also very surprised how come I can be so calm that time. I after he finished shouting, then I calmly tell him, you know, you please say sorry now.
Wow, sadhu.
Because if I thought I would be like shivering, scared, and didn't. I say calmly, I say, you please say you are sorry now. And then he thought also, you know, he got a shock. And then he said he was sorry straight away. At that time, I still didn't realize what I did, and I didn't realize what he had done also, because then the following day his boss called me, you know. And then he said, you know, yesterday when he called you, I can hear him shouting from my office.
Oh, no wonder.
Then only it dawned on me that it was he really was very rude to me, you know.
Yeah, very rude. Very emotional too.
Then the boss said, you want to tell me what happened? You want to complain against him or not? Said, no need, because he already said sorry to me.
Yeah, sadhu. That's a very good way of resolving it. Sadhu to you.
I'm thinking, if he didn't say sorry to me, then he died also,
because he created his own like checkmate.
That's why I say, brother, when I think back, why did I have that kind of mindset to be able to react that way?
Because that is the spontaneous mind that actually, I wouldn't say reacted, the spontaneous mind that do the right thing. Because when you act spontaneously, you become different. Because you are not affected by the sankhara, the thinking. So it spontaneously come out and say, hey, this is not the right way to talk, to communicate. Because you want to discuss things or say things, it's just a work environment, a career issue. Why must you raise your voice and do all these things? Like you said, the boss also feel that it's very rude. Because shouting from the office until the neighbor all can hear, and people know, it's very big issue. But why can't you resolve it through proper speech? That is what the Noble Eightfold Path is all about. No need to get angry, violent, and just resort to all those style of harsh words. So this is what we call spontaneous understanding that surface and calm the thing down. Sometimes you need such mind to actually break the ice and shift the emotion. Otherwise, he will continue.
Yeah.
Very good, Sato. So that experience help you, actually.
I discovered other manager also afraid of him, you know, because of his that kind of attitude.
Yes, true.
But because I also don't understand how I could do that, because at the time I also very stressed. I also like I say, boiled down with so much work.
Because spontaneously it happened, so it's from your intuitive mind that actually surfaced. Because if you have followed your emotion, then all your thought process will condition you to also like do the way he did it to you, because you will be affected. But the ability of you not to be affected and yet with that sober mind to actually ask him to apologize, because this is rude. You better apologize, that's it. That's why that spontaneous understanding, that trigger off, is a different mind. It's not the emotional conditioned mind that is being conditioned into reactive mode. So this spontaneous thing is actually born of understanding. But for your case, maybe at that time, without you knowing, you have developed some form of understanding to perceive things differently without you knowing it. That's why for me also, when I went through my career before I joined that company, they also told me, hey, this boss, you don't play a fool. You must look at his mood before you see him. Otherwise, you go in. Because his favorite song is My Way, no other way. So people are scared of him, and he is the MD, the managing director. So very difficult to talk to him or to explain whatever go wrong with him. Then he sometimes he will like just say all those things. He is like that, my way. So a lot of people find out his mood first before they meet him. So for me, because I have the Dhamma and I have been through a lot of career life, and I've seen many type of superior bosses and CEO and all that. So for me, it's nothing, because I'm sincere, I'm true to myself, I am not scared. Because whatever it is, I know what I'm doing. So sometimes he will say all this, but I find him okay, because I never have problem with him. Even sometimes I say my peace of mind, I just tell him, no, you cannot do things like that. I say, you want me to handle this project, I will handle it my way, otherwise you get somebody else. Surprisingly, he never tell me all. He never get angry at all. So he said, oh, okay. Yes, there was one incident I remember. After he decided on an investment in South Africa, he know I am the candidate. I can do property development and all those things. And he come back, he asked the secretary to look for me. And the secretary, very excited, called me on my handphone, then managed to contact me. I was outside. He said, Mr. Teo, he said, Mr. Tan want to see you. He said, something urgent. Then I came back. Then he straight away welcomed me. He said, you come sit down. I have a package for you. This one is a special package, he said. I decided to invest there. Then he said, are you willing to accept this assignment? Then I will review your whole package. Then I, in a way, it was quite amused by what the offer was, but the timing was not right. So I just politely tell him, I said, Mr. Tan, thank you so much for your offer. I said, this is really something that is very enticing and very good. But I say, I got one problem, because my daughter is in Form 5. I say, my son Form 3, critical year. I have to be here. I don't want to be overseas. And I say, I hope you understand. He very gentleman. No, he surprisingly didn't even say anything. Okay. He said, never mind. Do give yourself some time. He said, if by any chance this one or two day you decided to accept, let me know. I said, no problem. I said, thank you so much. I said, I really appreciate your offer, you think of me and all that. But I said, it is 2 or 3 years later, maybe I will consider. That's why everything get resolved. No issue at all, even though he has that type of personality my way. Well, he also looked at people. He know when he hired me, he know he personally interviewed me. And I went in and joined him without probation. He gave me that, he told the HR, no such thing as probation. And that's why the HR also surprised. He said, who is this guy, Mr. Teo? He said, huh? Letter appointment direct from the MD without probation, one didn't go through HR. That's why he was surprised. Because he knew I was good. And he talked to me for 3 hours before he hired me. He said, come. He said, join me. Yeah. And together we build up the company. I said, no, I work for you. So a lot of things, it depends on your understanding. If you have the understanding, then I find that Dhamma helps a lot. Situation can be very different. But we don't have to subject ourselves to all this type of fear, stress, worry, and all this. No, be true to yourself, be sincere, and just act, work. Because you are what you are because of your personality. The way you actually present yourself, the way you actually act, people can feel you are true and you are sincere and you are very clear about your ability. I find that make the big difference because I don't have an issue with career on all this type of thing. Mm. Okay, Maya, so this is another added sharing.
I understand.
Yeah.
You know, after that, what happened? The same person, that manager who shouted at me, after 2 years, actually, the department, we already know that they have already earmarked him to be promoted.
Oh.
So after, I think 1 or 2 years, he got promoted and become my boss.
Oh, sadhu. Oh.
He is still my boss now, but we work quite well, you know, like you say, with your MD. After he joined me for like 1 month or 2 months, his colleagues, those who were under him when he was manager, one of them asked me, you know, hey, so how is your boss now? That means the one who...
Yeah.
I say, okay. Then they say, you sure or not? She said in Malay, I was so surprised. Hati dia busuk, like that.
They will perceive him like that one. But when you have the Dhamma and the understanding, you know how to deal with him. He's different one. He's okay. Very good.
But I see he also changed because after he become my boss,
yeah.
I see him like last time, you know, always getting angry, shouting him there. I hear rumors about him, how he take credit for other people's work. Chava, that fellow who out and then he take credit for it.
Yeah. You tend to hear a lot of this in the office.
So, really charm for those who cannot, but I so far so good. I hope you will maintain that way.
Sadhu. Because you have different skill set and also your approach, your attitude are different. Your Dhamma is there, otherwise it cannot separate you out from the rest. Because bosses are like that. They deal with so many people. Then those who really cannot deliver, cannot perform and try to explain themselves out on the MD or the boss, when they come to know they really cannot tolerate, they fire you. They will tell you. That's why a lot of them very scared of this style of superior. Very good. Sadhu.
But brother, I still feel that there's so much things to understand and to learn because because these few weeks I find myself I still perceive people with
negativity,
unwholesomeness.
Yeah,
then
correct.
When I do that, then yeah, I feel the unhappiness in me surface.
Definitely, because that is your perception, the way you perceive the world, the way you perceive people. They are just the way they are, always remember. So you have to shift from that duality back to the reality. Duality back to reality. And the reality is they are just the way they are.
Yeah.
Condition like that, things will be like that. The world is the world. That is the reality. But when you, through the mundane mind, with your views, opinion, and conditioning, perceive people with duality, means good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome, that one will create issue, because that is your views and opinion of people, and that one is a conditioning and prevent you from action, because that one limits you, because the way you perceive a situation and a person already created the conditioning. That's why you cannot have an open mind, a free mind to act, to have the clarity to see things differently. That conditioned mind has already come in and do all those things. That's why human beings get entangled, is because of that. They always create all this duality, then the duality hit out at other people. And the duality is always the evil roots. Greed, hatred, and delusion, the egoic mind. So all this you start to see. That's how you learn. That's how meditation actually brings forth the understanding to straighten your view and to allow you to understand. Unless you accept what is the reality, you cannot move. You cannot come to terms with the reality of that moment. Then your mind will be very, very disturbed. They call busong affected and all those things. But when you can accept the reality of the moment, come to terms with it and be at peace, you realize that understanding free your mind. Then with that calmness, that clarity, you contemplate and reflect. Then you ask yourself, how can I resolve this amicably? How can I move? How can I deliver the appropriate result through an understanding? Then you realize application of noble eightfold path is very, very important. But this is the path that leads to the end of all duality, division, and suffering. So noble eightfold path is the answer to life, to all human problem, relationship problem. That's why this is the meditation that the Buddha wants to teach humanity and cultivators of the way. He said under the fourth noble truth, you cultivate this noble eightfold path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So this is beautiful, sadhu.
Radio, I think before this, my understanding of the word duality was very narrow.
Yeah.
I didn't apply it to, you know, situation like that, how I perceive people.
Correct.
Duality also.
Yes. Now you start to understand. That's why the Dhamma doesn't come easily. It's only after you have gone through life, after you have understood certain things. And then only now this word become like clear to you, meaningful to you. Yes, like now you can see you didn't know how to apply all this duality thing. But duality are the two emotions that the human mind actually react and stir. That's why you create like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant mindset, perception. Then also wholesome and unwholesome. Then all this will actually condition you into negativity. That is how you perceive a person. That's how you perceive life. That's how you perceive the situation. Then from that perception, you make your decision, which is based on your conditioning, belief system, your views, your opinion, which is memory. That's why if you act that way, you are bound to get yourself entangled. But that is not the truth. That is not the reality. That is what your mind tell you, your conditioning tell you, your memory, your belief system tell you. But if you act according to Dhamma way, which is Noble Eightfold Path, which is the wisdom way, free of any negativity, that is right action. Right action is to act with understanding, wisdom, following Noble Eightfold Path. No more duality to condition you, to stir your emotion and make you become what you are. So all this understanding will start to unfold and you will straighten your view, transform and become very different. That's how you live your life, develop understanding of life, apply the Dhamma and become a blessing to all. So this is very beautiful sharing and understanding that can actually allow more and more Kayamita to develop understanding. Not only in career life, in the way we have our relationship with people, how we perceive a person, a situation, it matters.
Yes.
Now you understand, huh? Yeah,
maybe I share one more so that I can help. I don't know whether you will help, but
it will help people, yes. Yeah, what you go through is very useful. Yeah.
So my officer, she got transferred to another manager.
Hmm.
But sometimes I still she still come to me or I still go to her for help.
Mm-hmm.
So that the other day, usually we don't talk. It's like chatting. So I was asking her a certain question. Then suddenly she said, she put in writing, Manya, why don't you ask your own officer? Wow, when I saw coming out, my temperature went up, Why is this fella like that? I asked her, of course, why just answer me, why you ask me to ask my officer? Then, I also don't get angry back when I type back because you have done it before and done it with you before, but I can't remember where is it written in the law because I have find myself. Her next sentence I understand because I also know her She said, I'm having a headache, terrible headache now. I need to take Panadol. Later, I will come back to you.
That means you know she has a situation there.
And I know for sure it's true because I know she always like that and she has three kids in the house, small one, under five. Crazy, and the work also like that. I know that she always have a headache and then she will take Panadol to get over it. So when the moment I hear her saying that, then no more anger already subsides straight away.
Yeah, because instead of perceive the words she write with negativity, then want to find out why and react, you have become different. You don't now because you know she has a problem, a situation. That's why she replied to you that way. So when you know the reason, you tone down, you become more compassionate, more understanding. That's how the mind works. That's why it's very dangerous to perceive things negatively and wrongly. You don't know what happened over the other side. The first thing is to react first. Why this guy so rude? Why you go and ask me to ask my own boss or my own superior? Why can't you just discuss with me and advise me if he can or she can. So all this is your thought telling you. That's why when you become deluded, heedless, emotional, you will create all this perception very fast. Dhamma is about the mindfulness, the clarity to see all this. This is how mundane mind create duality, stirring, create wrong thought. That leads to misunderstanding, conflict, argument. This is nothing to do with Noble Eightfold Path, understand or not? There is no right view leading to right thought, right spirit. But then you start to understand the cultivation cycle. Then you start to apply the Dhamma in daily life to see all this clearly before you perceive a situation. That's why I always see things as they are. Then for me, because of the understanding, your yoni so manasikara will surface. Then I will know there must be causes and conditions behind. Otherwise it won't happen like that. Then I find out. I use my sensitivity to feel, to understand. Yeah. Then I will not fear, no matter what happens, sudden or what. I realize my nature, pop, we went to the heart there and stay there. Then the awareness is there. Then the understanding take over. Yeah. The unisok manasikara, the true mind, with the awareness. Then I will feel. Yeah. Then I will develop the understanding. Then I will know how to apply the right thought, right speech to resolve things. I say, it's okay. Then we'll, sometimes people wrong. People hit our car or whatever, like last time. There were occasions where it happened. Then also last time, Sui driving, then suddenly one car come out from the junction and just hit her car. Then of course you come down, you don't know how to resolve it, it will be a big issue. Then luckily that guy also know he was on the wrong, it's four-wheel drive back into our car, the door there. I said, luckily, I said, you encounter me. I say, you have to be careful. I said, very young guy, working 34 years old, I think. I said, you are at a junction, you just come out like that without anyone, because I think he doesn't know that there's a car up there. That's why he was trying to go up the ramp. I said, for this case, I say, it's okay. I say, You go, I will repair myself. And I just resolve it amicably and just tell him to be careful in the future. Then of course, my daughter Penny, she just came back from Singapore at the time. Yeah, she wants to learn to drive and all this thing. So these are reality that happen in real life. That's why I never scold my children if they get into accident or what. I just let them learn. Yeah, this is life. You go through life, you understand, you learn, and you understand how to resolve it. That is more important. Then you need to say all these things, like say, it's okay. Don't try to be right and wrong. If you want to claim my insurance, no problem. Or if you feel that you are right, it's okay. Go and make a police report. You can claim my insurance. And then you resolve it yourself. If you argue with the floor, I tell you, you may meet somebody who have that tendency to fight and to become violent. Then, is it worth it? It's not worth it. Your life is not what you think. Then that time, if you can afford small money, a few $100 to do the repair, so we just do it ourselves. We just resolve it amicably. Okay, Maya?
Yeah, thank you, Brother
Teo. Thank you to you too for your good sharing.